Now, where you talked about being on the fence, is that kind of where you were, your family? Were you on the fence? Were you waiting to see how it was going to go? Where were you, with regard to vaccines in May?
It was uncertainty. We knew it needed to be done, but I think every member of the family was like a little uneasy about the shot.
When Pastor Ken McCray and his wife Renee returned home from a wedding in May 2021, they both got sick and were isolating at home. Their conditions got worse, and days later, Ken called 911 for Renee. She was taken to the hospital, and when Pastor McCray tried to follow his wife to the ICU, a temperature check led to him being immediately admitted as well. 3 weeks later, Pastor McCray was strong enough to come home. His wife was not.
And so she was in ICU for 3 weeks. I was on the COVID side for 3 weeks. And then she colded and they were able to bring her back. And then they took her over to Champaign and put her on the ECMO machine.
After being on the ECMO machine, also known as life support, for 38 days, Renee McCray died on July 11th. The couple shared 35 years of marriage and 3 children. McCray says they often talked about getting vaccinated, but didn't.
COVID has affected me personally as one who has contracted it and seen the devastation that it has and experienced.
Now he's working with the state of Illinois and the All In for Illinois ad campaign that aims to help people feel safe and comfortable about receiving the COVID-19 vaccine.
That it is a difference reading about somebody versus you are that somebody. So it resonated even more. It made it mandatory for my children when they got here. You must go get vaccinated now, because I could not bear seeing you go through what we're going through. And even with the congregation, encouragement, there's a little bit more conviction behind it now, yeah, in that process.
It's been more than 8 months, and McCray still has a cough and gets winded. He says telling the story doesn't get any easier, but he hopes sharing his story will help others move beyond the idea of getting vaccinated and actually do it.
With some people, it's a realization that they're not going to move. They're not going to budge. But for those who are on the fence, you know, it provides an opportunity to give them some tools and some information for consideration that can help move them to the other side.
Ken says being part of the state's ad campaign helped him work through his grief. He said he's also found comfort in hearing people share what an impact Renee has had on their spiritual life. I'm Tanisha Spain, Illinois Newsroom.